Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money. I am joined by, well, nerds.
Strewpoppers, nerds.
Nerds are here in the house. I am joined by the one and only Gannon.
This episode's
not. The one and only Format is in the house, Alika. Hennessy back from his sabbatical, or whatever it was.
He missed a week.
Of course,
he was taking a break.
He missed a show.
That's right. And of course,
his sabbatical of 1 week.
And of course, Big C is in the house as well. Each nerd has their own specialty, and that's what they're here for. And of course, we are missing the heart of the show. Professor Barry isn't here, and the ass of the show.
The bearded wonder.
No, I'm just kidding. Todd Bernardi, whom we all love so dearly, the author and writer and...
Today he just didn't want to do a good job.
Yeah. Apparently not. Yeah, Todd just wanted to phone it in this week. Well, Todd, you shall be missed this week. He had other duties to attend to. I don't know what duties are more important than nerd duty.
His child duty.
Kids.
Duty.
They ruin your life. Anyway.
What?
Anyway.
He's not wrong.
If you're listening to the podcast, kick Uncle Greg in the shins.
And ruin his life.
That's right. And ruin his life. Anyway, let's get the show on the road, shall we? I want to send a big shout out, first of all, to if you're watching us on Akaku and can see us, just know
we're sorry.
Number one, we're
sorry. There's nothing better to watch.
That's right. We do apologize. And number two, we are filming in a wonderful shop here in 333 Dairy Road in the heart of Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. I'm not sure what kind of chicks, but there are chicks here.
We mean bring them.
Literate.
Chicks.
They can read.
Can chicks read?
Oh yeah. Wow.
If you're growing, you can read. Come here.
Oh, interesting.
Pretty sure they legalized that in 1929.
I thought they had to ask.
Wait, women were legalized sex? When they were.
According to G.
Yeah, I didn't know.
A simpler time.
I thought they had to ask for permission. I wasn't sure. Anyway. Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. Wonderful place to shop for comic books, for retro games, for magic cards, for all kinds of great stuff. If you can see behind me, there is a wall of comics and collectibles and all kinds of goodies. And, of course, every Tuesday and Wednesday are special days here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Maui Comics and Collectibles on Tuesday is 20% off Tuesdays. And, of course, on Wednesdays, it's full-priced New Comic Book Wednesday. He has all types of selections and all kinds of comics to choose from. So, Alika, the owner, the proprietor, who owns this shop. Anything exciting or new coming out for comics this week?
Yeah, we got some stuff coming out. For Independence, we have a new Bruce Lee number one. That looks pretty interesting.
Uh-huh.
Part two of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers reboot. I haven't read number one.
Hey, do me a favor. Get up on that mic, baby.
I'm getting up on it.
Thank you.
Am I close enough?
Yeah, or talk louder. One of the two.
Okay.
It's sweaty hearing you guys talk.
We got a new issue of The Walking Dead.
There you go.
Anybody see The Walking Dead this weekend?
We'll talk about that later. Don't jump the gun.
Then for DC, we have a new Superman, number 51. We've got a new Suicide Squad, number 19. Justice League, Darkseid War, number 1. Harley Quinn, April Fool's Special, number 1. And Green Lantern, 51. Green Arrow, 51. Detective Comics, 51.
Sounding really good 50. Right now, by the way. Just to let you know.
What's going on?
I said you're sounding really good right now.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a kind of a Barry White voice going on.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice.
It's good.
You don't even have earphones on.
It's good.
Anyway. Wow. Am I doing a good job?
You're doing a good job.
And then Swamp Thing. I don't know why for DC Swamp Thing is so interesting to me. It's just
he's the only thing like it.
And he's a cool character. Like, the artwork is great. Yep. Like, I think
Kelly
Jones is a good choice for that series right now. And then for Marvel, we have Old Man Logan number 4. Black Panther number 1 is out tomorrow. Spider-Woman Alpha number 1. I think that's all the Spider
females. Have they rebooted Black Panther?
Well, I mean, he hasn't had an ongoing for a while. I think his last one was in the 90s.
I wonder how it has to do with the movie coming out.
Yeah. I wonder.
I wonder.
I think there's like 18 variants of the book coming out, too.
They should release Old Man
Panther. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that clip of the Panther taking down Cap?
Yes. Like or
scratching the shield.
Yeah. Saw that.
You don't sound too happy about it.
No, well, listen. I'm happy about it.
You're not comfortable with the Black Panther taking down the Cap?
Listen. you don't want to anger white America like that.
You think Disney's trying to say something? Yeah. After all that Zootopia mess?
Yeah. Anyway, what else is coming up?
We got speaking of Disney, Star Wars, Poe Dameron, number one. I want to read that. Ooh. That sounds good. And then there's Uncanny X-Men, number six. And that's all I got.
Huh. I'm still wondering what makes them so uncanny.
They're just... What does it mean to be uncanny? It's an old thing people used to say in the 60s that meant something.
Yeah, I think it did.
That means that somebody could be canny.
Right.
What does canny mean?
That's right. What I want to know, too.
I love how you were so sure up until I asked about
that. Well, that's what I'm saying. For something to be uncanny, that something is canny.
Right. Do make a point there. Uncanny. Anyway.
Which means that there's X-Men out there that are canny.
That's right. You're right.
Because that book is the uncanny X-Men. So that means the regular X-Men book, they are canny.
Yeah.
Mind has been blown.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It now makes more sense.
Perfect sense.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is all for your enjoyment and for the taking here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It's a Maui
like
Comics and Collectibles. It is where nerds come to converge and enjoy all the things that that we all love, from comics to collectibles to games and
cartridge games,
Magic the Gathering,
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Yeah, it's all here. Plus,
what's that?
Plus that demonic D&D game. Yeah, so they have that here too.
Right? Yeah. Yes, down and worship here.
Dude, I don't know why you're making fun of it. I came here and they had one of those games. There's nothing but chicks here.
What? Really?
No.
no.
Everybody's
there's
some,
got their thing. Some girls who play D&D.
Yeah.
Like two of them. But, and I couldn't even make out which ones were the girls. Wow.
Is this where I go?
I just committed that to a recording.
You did?
So if I ever come cruising around when they're here.
I know, right?
I got to worry about
that. I know.
You're going to get mobbed because there's going to be at least six of them.
Yeah.
Six chicks who play D&D. That's a lot, especially for Molly.
I got to brush up on my kung fu skills.
Awesome. Are you guys picking up any comics this week?
Of course.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah, DC dropped the load this week. Like, last week, DC had nothing.
Interesting choice of words.
You guys listen to things the way you want to listen to them.
They were
sitting
drop
the load could be two different things. They're both gross.
They were sitting on the pot for so long, and this week, they finally decided to
They finally
drop.
Dropped. They dropped
right.
it.
All of
That's
it.
That's right. They chose one of two, and they finally decided to do it. Good job.
All those fiber bars from the previous week. Oh, man. It's finally paying off.
As we all know, the D in DC stands for Deuce Comics. So that's what it stands for.
Slap your face.
Deuce Comics.
That's right. They're dropping the deuce on you.
The Harley Quinn
special. Todd might agree.
The Harley Quinn special is a good book to pick up, though.
Actually, no.
Jim Lee cover.
Oh, he would not.
He might be drawing the interior, too, I think.
I'm gonna defend Todd, because Todd's more of a Marvel hater than he is a DC
Well, he says they both hate their fans and women.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That is a good point. Good point.
So, see, Todd, we know you.
See, good job, Todd. Good looking out.
What would Todd say about this? Like, we should make our own version of what would this guy say.
Speaking
of Jim Lee, though,
he'd say,
he's
going to
be at the Amazing
Con. Job.
are you guys excited to see Jim Lee at the con?
I'm not excited to spend $200 to get an autograph of him.
Yeah. Is it that much?
I'm pretty sure it's kind of comparable.
You know what I'm not excited about? I'm not excited about that Scooby-Doo comic that he's going to do.
Why?
It looks horrible.
Why? Oh,
Shaggy's got a hipster mustache, sir.
It's ridiculous.
How do you expect?
Inexcusable.
That guy is blazed. It's legal now.
Wow.
Is Freddy still rocking an ascot?
No, I don't think he is. But he's really? He's got tribal tattoos, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. He's a frat boy.
I think so.
That's code word for douche, is what that's code word for. Yeah.
I was trying to steer clear of that.
Yes. Does Scooby look different, too?
Yes, he does.
No, Scooby's the only one who looks the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scooby looks the same.
Well, how do you edge up a dog?
Yeah, he's make him a pit bull.
You give him like a spike collar. Like, what else are you going to do with a dog to edge him out?
What?
Make him a cat.
Make him a pit bull.
Why did I think that that was actually going to be a cartoon and not a comic?
It'll be a fun comic.
I don't know. Jim Lee, though, I mean...
Yeah, he's just not the greatest comic artist in the world.
Right, I mean, come on. I mean, look, isn't that
a lot
kind
of hash marks in his
isn't
art.
That kind of below...
That's what I like.
No, but look, it's kind of below his comic book station, you know what I'm saying? This is like below his... He's punching way below his weight.
Not even. I mean, this is like a beloved American, you know, entity, like... To have and care for that and be responsible for writing the new generation of it. I mean, there have been a lot of attempts at relaunching Scooby-Doo. And right now what they're doing is the best because they're back to basics, just doing the straight Hanna-Barbera style in the cartoons. And I've been watching them. They're actually pretty good. They're full movies. They don't do episodes right now. They're doing like hour and a half movies.
Can I make an admission? I am a Hanna-Barbera hater. There's
Why?
Very, really? There. Listen.
Did someone like wake up on Saturday morning and like kick
What's
your cereal
wrong with
over?
You? Hang on a second. Let me
beat you up in front of the cartoons.
Let me explain.
There's no way to explain.
Okay, first of all, I hate
who can Gook beat him up.
I always hated Scooby Doo because I thought Scooby Doo and Shaggy were dumb. I always
what?
Thought that.
Yeah, that's
thought,
the point. That's why they're funny.
I don't know. When I was young, I always
did. You
felt,
also think they were hungry?
I always
he
felt
also
bad.
Hated Casey Kasem. Too.
I always felt bad for Velma and for Daphne and
Velma
for Fred.
Was hot. Didn't matter.
Always felt bad for them because they had to deal with those two idiots. So it really ticked me off. So I couldn't stand Scooby Doo. I will say there's one that I enjoyed. There's one Hanna-Barbera cartoon that I did enjoy Shrabby. Of their canon. I love the Herculoids.
That's what I was just asking.
Herculoids.
I love the Herculoids. That was the ball.
The Herculoids is great.
Hey, what about Kid Samson?
I never
the kid like who hit his bracelets together and
yeah,
became like
I never
it was
liked,
like a Shazam type thing.
I never liked Kid Samson. Was not a fan. I never
yeah,
liked
yeah,
that. I didn't like. I never liked Johnny Quest.
What?
How do you not like Johnny Quest?
Never liked Johnny Quest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it's been an established thing that Greg hates children.
Yeah. Well, listen.
That he hated children as a child?
My hatred for children goes.
Nobody played with him.
That is. You're not far off.
If we went into G's mind, it would be like The Cell with Vincent D'Onofrio.
It would kind of be.
D'Onofrio like, again.
Mr. DeFrino.
We
would delve into your subconscious and you'd be like splitting up like Hanna-Barbera characters.
I tell you what,
What about Yogi Bear?
I hated Yogi Bear too.
Speed Racer.
Speed Race is not Hanna-Barbera, though.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah, I never liked Hanna-Barbera. I never could get into that.
How could you not like Grape Ape? Or Top Cat?
Awesome. You know what the other one I didn't like? The other one I thought was so stupid was Jabba Jaw.
Okay, look, I'm with you on Jabba Jaw.
Jabba Jaw was dumb. Well, no, it was a shark that could walk on land.
What about Wacky Races?
Okay.
What's
all
your
right,
problem,
all right, all right.
Wacky Races was
really all right. Wacky Races was cool.
They had a formula and they ran with it. They could do an episode cheap. They like.
I got it.
That was probably the only.
And
that was probably
like,
the only cartoon that took as long to shoot as it was.
And what did they do? They did the Hanna-Barbera Paralympics or whatever it's called.
Laugh Olympics. Paralympics. They got all the paralyzed cartoons together.
I'm glad that was recorded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cartoon right. characters being paralyzed. All right.
Now there is another one that I enjoyed. I always liked. I always got a kick out of Quick Draw McGraw.
Quick Draw McGraw is great.
Yeah, I always liked Quick Draw McGraw. My favorite cartoon was the origin story. Was how he became
Al
Kabong. That was very fun. That was extremely funny.
The beginnings of El Kabong.
But everything else I just could not get into, man. Not at all.
Why,
I just never got into it.
I mean, look, limited animation, but the characters were good, you know? They were fun.
Well, look, Hanna-Barbera, I respect their work on Tom and Jerry. They really brought that series
down
into its they
took it over in like the late 60s.
They did, and they
70s,
had a lot
right?
of good fun with it. And then but see after Hanna-Barbera left, they got super weird. Super weird.
Like those weird 70s.
Oh
ones,
my
yeah,
gosh,
right?
They were horrible.
That were just like sound effects. They weren't even like
right. And because they'd all make weird noises.
Yeah.
I hated that.
And it all had reverb and echo on it.
Oh, it was horrible. I freaking hated those cartoons.
They're like, who's the cartoon viewer in the 70s? Somebody on acid.
Yeah.
What about like the Flintstones or the Jetsons?
Never liked the Flintstones?
Yeah, wow, why didn't we think of those first?
I don't know, but the Jetsons was like one of my favorites.
You know
what? Jetsons...
Can I tell you why you didn't think of those first? Because those are the most worthless,
no,
forgettable cartoons
you
you'll ever watch.
Movie? that was done in the 90s?
Yes.
I disagree.
It sucked. It sucked.
I disagree. No,
yeah, you.
The Jetsons was awesome.
You don't
awesome.
Know what you're talking about.
I, look, I don't
like,
understand.
It was a clear like viewpoint as to what we wanted to have for our future. We may not have it. You know what? And that's
like Star Trek.
That's all. Well, no. I'm talking about like the American Dream as a child. Before Star Trek is interesting.
Yeah,
cartoons. Right. You know what I mean? Flying cars. You can put your dog outside and be able to go on a treadmill, and it's kind of hilarious.
Look, for me,
and not worry about falling 3,000 feet.
For me,
that has like this sarcasm left and right. I mean, I don't know. It just sounds like a great time.
For me, Hanna-Barbera is in the same. They're a little bit above the league of frickin' Sid and Marty Krofft. I hate
Sid and Marty Krofft's great too.
Oh gosh, I hated Sid.
And look, when
Buster.
I was a kid, I thought it was creepy as hell. I never watched the Sid and Marty Krofft show. Ugh. But now, like looking back on it. Having it on in the background, just like creating the atmosphere of that on your Saturday.
All guys,
morning,
all those guys were
now.
Doing were in a room putting shows together, smoking weed and doing acid. It Land of the Lost.
He says it like it's a bad thing.
That leprechaun was on acid.
Land of the Lost sucked.
Wait, whoa,
sucked.
Whoa, no,
it sucked.
What was good?
Nothing. The Sea Monster wasn't good.
Did Saturday mornings come on and you were just like ah.
No!
I'm gonna go outside.
Cartoons.
I think what I grew up with was more Japanese inspired cartoons. So stuff like Trans or Z was like that was the bomb. Love that stuff.
Okay.
I wasn't as big a fan of Voltron and Robotech. As some people were. I thought those were...
I was watching Voltron early on. Yeah. And Robotech too. Robotech really creeped me out as a kid.
It did.
I didn't get the sleeper pods.
Yeah,
I remember being really confused.
It was really like super. It was like I mean, for as young as I was when I watched it, those were like super adult material.
Even the first episode of Thundercats, man, that was like
Thundercats. Oh,
that's another show that is so freaking overrated.
Wow,
I thought it was great. I thought even the animation was cool.
I know I may be doing a lot of confessing here on the Nerdwatch podcast, but yeah, my childhood like.
Did you like any breakfast cereals in the '80s or nineties?
If it had to do with anybody named Count Chocula or Blueberry, they could suck it. I hated
wow.
those. Hated them.
What about Fruit Loops, man?
Fruit Loops are great.
Okay,
I love Captain.
Crunch. You're human.
I love Captain Crunch.
What about Crunch Berries?
I love that this episode just became wow. like, what did you like?
Yeah.
What about it's almost like we're trying to date you. Like,
yeah,
right. So what do you like?
So what do I like?
What do you
seriously, Greg? What about Lucky
no
Charms?
No wonder why you're such a hateful individual.
I love Lucky Charms. I don't know how this got to cereal, but yes.
We're talking about Saturday mornings right now.
Because you'd
like,
have to look in the box while
I
watching
sat,
the cartoons
right now
for what was inside
of
the cereal.
What
do you not remember that?
When I sat in front of my television with my big bowl of Lucky Charms. Okay, when I sat in front of my television with a big bowl of Lucky Charms, what I would watch would be things
that's like the driest, tasteless
Transformers.
Ever. Okay,
Transformers. I would watch G.I. Joe. I would watch one of my favorite cartoons ever that I think deserves a revival. Mask was awesome.
Mask.
Freaking love Mask. That movie, that show was great. That cartoon was fantastic.
I
grew up because in my house, my nerddom. I grew up. My dad was a huge fan of the Looney Tunes, so of course I grew up on the
Looney Tunes. Yeah.
So you know, Mel Blanc, Tex Avery, all those.
Well,
that's
you know, still on those studios that were doing Japanese animation in the '80s.
Yeah,
know, Silverhawks.
You know what? I'll give you that. I like Silverhawks. I thought that was cool. Yeah, I watched
that. Did you guys like any of the Walt Disney like stuff at all?
I liked the shorts when I was a kid.
I personally loved Chippendale's Rescue Rangers and Tailspin. That kind
see,
of
but that's,
oh, you're
that's,
talking about
that's,
Disney
that's
afternoon.
The 90s, though.
You're on the Disney afternoon.
Yeah,
that's
the afternoon. That's the 90s.
I thought you were talking about the
I'm so sorry that I'm so much younger than all of you.
Yeah. Jeez.
Aren't you older than all of us?
No, I'm 31.
You're like a few years younger than most of us.
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Wow, that is insane.
There's like one thing we brought up that you didn't know.
Yeah, pretty much.
You didn't know about Mask, and that was it.
And all the Hanna-Barbera stuff was before some of us were alive.
The 60s,
yeah. 60s. But I don't know. I felt like confessing since I was like thought about it. I mean, I'm not a Hanna-Barbera hater. I just never enjoyed the cartoon
like
that much.
At all.
Didn't like him that much. I don't know why. Just didn't like him.
Cool story, bro. Moving on.
Yeah. Thanks. Sorry.
That was fun for me. I'm glad you let us go on that tangent because I love cartoons.
Yeah, back to the podcast that we recently were at.
And of course,
and after I've got
by
some
the way,
nerdy
that was a Scooby-Doo reference.
Yeah,
I've got some nerdy cartoon news later on too.
Oh, fantastic!
That we can go over. I don't know if anybody else all cares. Right. Format probably will.
I care.
Well, listen, we're about 20 minutes into the show. And before we get into more nerdy news, this weekend, and this is why I'm wearing my Macho Man t-shirt, this weekend was, listen, you can just cool your jets, Mr. Gannon, because this weekend was
going to throw it down.
Was WrestleMania, WrestleMania 32 in Dallas, Texas.
The only way to use the word ass.
Dallas, Texas was WrestleMania 32, and of course... It was a cavalcade of WWE superstars. The women's championship was on the line. The world heavyweight championship was on the line. It was
The Rock played a guitar.
The Rock was there. The Rock, Stone Cold, Triple H, HBK, Mick Foley. WrestleMania 32 was a five-hour spectacular.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
I know that
Buzzer
Swan...
Randy Savage definitely did not show up.
I know that Swan, our cameraman, watched the show. I think Foreman watched the show, too.
Yep.
All you nerds that listen, really quick.
I'm going to give Swan my spot for this one, because I have not followed wrestling since 1987.
All right. Thank you. Wow. You should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of yourself. Right. All right, so Swan, our cameraman, is in studio now. Or in studio.
Swan.
In the comic book shop.
That Hulk Hogan guy's good, right?
Yeah.
He must be doing good stuff right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, brother?
Yeah, just ask his best friend's wife. 10 inches. Anyway. So Swan and Format, and of course, Hennessy is a big wrestling fan, but he didn't watch WrestleMania. What the I don't know. Anyway.
Fark.com.
Yeah. I don't know.
Long
but
story.
Gannon, of course, he was there. He was watching the show with me.
I could care less.
Well, listen, I'll be over this really quickly. But overall, gents, Format, I'll start with you. What did you think of WrestleMania 32 for all you wrestling nerds?
It was a bit lackluster.
Oh, was it really?
Yes, sir.
What did you... What?
Well, after all that setup.
Yeah, I know. Man, what
the
was...
The best match of the night... was the women's division, and that was usually the smoke break of the entire event. So,
yes.
So for them to really come out of their shells for this year, anyway, it's really shown how much their division has grown.
That's right. Hey, you're absolutely right. That match stole the show. It was Ric Flair's daughter, Snoop Dogg's cousin, and Becky Lynch. Alright, so it was.
Snoop Dogg's cousin and a girl named Becky Lynch.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's messed up.
I'm not far off. Ask for it, man. I'm not far off.
Well, yeah, it's actually true.
Yeah.
Yep. Ric Flair's daughter, Charlotte.
Yep.
And
Snoop,
then Snoop Dogg's cousin, Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Cousin
it's Sasha
just
Banks.
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, absolutely. Great match. They all did a good job. Of course, Sasha gets a big... I get mad respect from me because she wrestled in the garb of and paid homage to the great Eddie Guerrero, which was really awesome. She even did the frog splash, which was great.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, well.
Actually, it's a pretty cool move.
Not the way she does it, baby. I would totally
take the frog
splash from her. Swan.
Oh, wait, we're talking about wrestling stuff.
Swan, Format said it was lackluster for him. The highlight was the women's division. What about you?
I gotta agree. I do think the women's match was the best match of the night. But although I did like how at the end of New Day and League of Nations that Mick Foley, HBK, and Steve Austin showed up and they did their little thing and they had a little part in it. But I gotta say though, New Day had the best entrance out of the whole freaking roster because they popped out of a box of cereal.
And say then,
yeah, booty off.
That's cool.
I mean, no,
it
this
is.
The part,
it's better than cool.
It
DVD
doesn't
characters.
Even sound tough.
No.
It's not.
You're
like,
missing it.
Their whole point is what? They're supposed to be nerdy in a way, right?
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
So they think nerds just hang around and eat cereal?
Right. No, bootios.
I mean, they're not wrong.
If you eat bootios,
they're advertising.
They didn't start out that way.
Yeah.
I was going to say, didn't we establish that nerds eat cereal earlier?
I just said that.
And see, the thing is that...
bootios. They make sure you ain't booty.
That's right. That's what they make sure of, that you ain't booty.
So all I'm hearing is that they're in the eating booty.
So they are the
Am I get that right? Like,
they're the two-time tag team
too,
champs. New Day in my opinion is one of the best attractions for WWE right now, and I never thought I'd say that. They're great.
They kind of won me over recently as well.
Yeah. So I love them. I think they're fantastic. They would win you over you would love their booty-os. Anyway, he like nice heaping bowl of it.
That's a tough sell.
Well,
I'm not into any old booty, sir.
Well, the irony is that you're not too far off about WrestleMania 32 because that show was kind of a hard sell. They set up a lot of storylines that just didn't come together, especially the one with Shane McMahon and Undertaker. For those of you that watched, you know what I mean. There was no resolution to it, even on Raw, which was last night. So it was kind of it was a little lame. And then the main event, Roman Reigns. That guy cannot get over, no matter how hard he tries. He was booed out of the building.
It depends on where they are, though.
He was booed out of the building.
No, well, that's Dallas. Dallas has always hated Reigns.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm glad you brought that up. During that match, didn't anyone notice, for those who watched, that in the audience there was a guy who wore a shirt that said, Roman Reigns sucked more than Batman v Superman did.
I never saw that shirt.
Yeah, if you look where JBL is sitting, right over his right shoulder, you'll see a guy, and he points at the shirt.
I would agree that Roman Reigns does suck worse than Batman v Superman, but it's not his fault. It really isn't.
When I watch these events, and it's I'm not
Affleck's fault
crowd.
Either. He worked hard.
I actually liked Affleck in that movie. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? I love watching the crowd. The crowd gets pretty raucous. They get pretty crazy. But the next night, Raw, that's when the crowd gets really crazy. That's always a lot of fun. So, but overall, for me, I was a little disappointed. It is WrestleMania. I'm a wrestling fan till I die. So I, you know, for all you wrestling nerds out there,
if you want solid crowd participation, you should have seen TakeOver.
Actually, NXT TakeOver the Friday night before WrestleMania was the WrestleMania of the week. So it was phenomenal. There was Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura. So good. Anyway. I know I'm boring the rest of you guys at this table.
I'm bored. I fall asleep.
But I just wanted to make a shout out to wrestling fans around.
Oh, gee, we forgot about the Lesnar match.
Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose.
We didn't really forget. Really
we didn't really great. Forget.
We're kind of moving on.
Yeah,
it's a forgettable match.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about the AJ Styles Chris Jericho match, which was good.
Okay, that had a good,
which was decent,
to it,
but was okay. But there is one. The highlight of the night was the very first match, and that was the ladder match for the Intercontinental title. That was actually pretty good.
Woo woo woo!
You know it. You know it.
Okay, moving on.
Anyway, WrestleMania, guys, if you didn't watch, if you have any opinions, hit us up, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch, because wrestling is pretty damn nerdy. Anyway.
That's how nerdy it gets.
Whatever your name is over there.
Jeanette?
Alika-san.
Oh, the guy. we thought you were trying to get the girl's attention.
Seki-san, I'm sorry. Seki-san. Anyway, Swan, thanks for your input, sir.
Seki.
Appreciate it. Anyway.
Oh, it's like a wrestling match. They just tagged each other.
They did. They tagged out. They totally tagged out.
Let me take care of this bozo.
So, we're still on TV time, so we'll talk a little more about this. Today is the release date of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Yeah! The best Star Wars ever.
Yeah, I was at Costco.
The best
to see that.
Star Wars ever.
Since Revenge of the Sith.
On my list, it's my second favorite Star Wars right now.
Of course it is.
What do you mean, of course it is? Is it? Are you trying to start something?
Yeah. Of course it is. Because
it's not very judgmental.
I
feel judged right now.
Yeah. So I have a question for you then. Actually, I have a question for the panel. How excited are you guys about the Netflix exclusive release that they're doing for Star Wars?
What do you mean?
They're doing a Netflix release Star Wars like series
of what?
I can't remember what it's called. I have to go and cheat and use Google.
Did you fall for the April Fools?
I think
was
you did.
Yeah, he totally fell for the April Fools.
Man, you stupid, man.
You're stupid. You're stupid.
Like, you might as well fell for my April Fool's prank. And I had a better one than that.
Your April Fool's prank was about being pregnant.
I wasn't the one that was pregnant.
It's been done.
Not by me.
No, that's good. We're going to let off on him because he's already established how young he is compared to the rest of us.
That's right.
So.
It's easy for him to fall for. By the way, I was excited. I'm sorry.
It's my fault. I posted it on the Nerd Watch thinking that everybody would pick up on
the
joke.
I would say that the teaser, if you watch just the teaser, it seems legit. Right?
Yeah, but when you watch the longer video,
you see like brick walls and like they're in a warehouse.
Just messing with you, see.
I'm going to flip the table up. Screw it.
I fell for it too. But since you mentioned it on air, we're going to make fun of you.
Brick wall. I was like, no.
Yeah. Where they flat out look like they're fighting in a warehouse.
By the way,
I fell for it. I thought it would be a good concept for a Netflix series.
By the way, Gannon, congratulations! I think you have won the name for the podcast. Man, you stupid bro! That's it. That's terrible.
Sorry, Steve.
Hey, you named a podcast.
You named a podcast. Hey.
I'm beating your ass after this. All of y'all.
I'll try to find another one before it's over.
Don't beat my ass.
It's all good.
Fine, you'll get a very tight-gripped hug.
That's a great one.
I'm not looking forward to that one.
But, getting back to the subject at hand.
Hey, again, why are you going to call me stupid? That's just cruel.
First of all, he didn't call you stupid.
I'm going to throw my dad's ring at
your forehead. He called you stupid bro. So there's a big difference. Anyway.
I can see you, my brother.
It's not that you're stupid, but you're straight bro. Stupid, bro.
Bro. Exactly. Anyway. It's crazy. It's crazy. But
we all know that Greg is thoroughly enjoying this. Like, he is relishing in this moment. Like, finally, everyone's
on his
side.
Anything to spread the hatred and division, that's G-Money's.
Oh, my Lord.
Listen,
he bathes in that.
If I can't...
You go sleep with some Harley Quinn action, okay?
if I can't...
see how his eyes perked up when you mentioned relish?
That's right. If I can't...
Hot dog.
If I can't separate us by color and heritage, then this is close. This
should be easy enough.
You and I are the closest in color and heritage, fool.
That's true.
Not even Alika, and he lived in Boston.
I'm all about division. It's all good. But getting back to the
My mom's from the South. My goodness.
Getting back to the point at hand, Blu-ray today. It is Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Has anybody picked it up yet?
Nope.
That's how exciting.
That's how much I love the
movie. What? I wanted to go get it. I
downloaded it off of torrents already. Yeah.
Wow. Totally. Could you not?
Did you watch any of the
good
special?
Good Lord.
Was there good deleted scenes?
There's only 4 minutes of deleted scenes on the Blu-ray.
Then why even buy it? You should go watch
4 minutes of deleted
scenes.
Are you
sure
it's
only 4 minutes?
4 minutes.
Is it more?
They said there's 7 deleted scenes.
Yeah.
Over 4 minutes?
Four minutes.
Is it like the camera spinning around Luke Skywalker?
That I do not know because I haven't seen it, but I do know this.
For two more minutes?
What it is that there is the meat of the special features is the feature length.
Stop already.
The feature all I know is meat and feature length.
I know you did.
You reminded me of that guy from Idiocracy who just like, because he hears a word that's phallic, so he's just like,
He did say meat and feature.
Yeah,
movie, so.
Star Wars Episode 7 documentary.
There's a doc?
What I want to see is
the table read. The table read's a big feature on that, and I want to see what Mark Hamill did sitting there.
That's another 7 minutes.
That's just 7 minutes. Oh, forget that.
Did Mark Hamill have to audition for this movie?
That's the easiest money Mark has ever made.
I've said it before. Like, they're all sitting there in a table read. What the hell was Mark Hamill even doing there?
Yeah, really strange.
He's practicing.
Practicing standing still.
He just did this.
He's like, no, too much, Mark. Dial it back.
Yeah. Like, whoa, Mark. I mean, I know you haven't played Luke in a while, but come on. Can you rein it in a little bit? You're doing that like you've been waiting 30 years.
Absolutely. But it's overall, though, I mean, it comes out today. We don't get the 3D Blu-ray, of course. But... it's still.
If we had a Best Buy, we get the Steelbook, which looks beautiful.
We do, but we get the extra features on the Target edition, which we can get our hands on. So that's a good thing.
If it hasn't sold out already.
It's true. Good point.
Because there's that many people on this island that are going to go rushing.
No, it's because the Maui Target only gets
three
of everything.
Sure, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. It's true.
That's probably a lot more accurate.
It's true. But we are getting the Blu-ray later on this year, the 3D Blu-ray. It's coming. It's going to be released just in time for Rogue One. So there's going to be a 3D Blu-ray. They're already double dipping us on that one. So yeah.
I wonder if the rest of the deleted scenes are supposed to wake up when we have the box set of the new trilogy.
That's what I heard. Apparently
they do an R-rated version.
That would be pretty sick. That would be pretty sick. But also, because it is Star Wars. Takes
his cloak. I was like, what the F is that?
Yeah.
Where the F is the hand?
Where the F is the hand?
He's like, is that? No. No way.
Well.
Just start swearing.
That's right.
It's like, shoo.
Where the F is
Tom? Yeah. Anyway, also in honor of Star Wars Day today is,
right? That's what you would have thought you would have said. I saw the Millennium Falcon. Where's Han?
I see Chewie. I see 3PO. I see R2. Where the F is Han?
Oh, was he waiting in the ship? Was he didn't want
actually,
to
actually because the Blu-ray came out. Honest Trailers already made that Honest Trailer for Horse
Well, I was just about to bring
and
that up.
It's awesome.
Honest Trailers, Honest Trailers trailer for Star Wars Episode 7: The Force Awakens.
When they do the cast at the end, it's the funniest part where they show Mark Hamill's like the easiest money Mark Hamill ever made.
Yeah, that's right. It is without a doubt the best thing on the internet right now. It is amazing. If you have not seen the Honest Trailer for Star Wars,
well, no, not until I just made a video tonight. But that's beside the point.
Oh, that's right. You did make a video. It can be seen on your page.
Yeah, if you want to go.
If you want to check it out. But yeah, it's a very cool. Honest Trailer's put out a great trailer for Star Wars The Force Awakens. So I don't know if I'm going to pick it up. I think I might wait for the 3D Blu-ray. I know some of you guys don't give a
crap
about that.
I think I want to wait for the Mega 9 movie box set.
You think they're going to do that?
You know Disney. Come on. Are you kidding me? Of course.
So you're going to totally wait until they release the other three
movies?
No,
I'm not going to do that because that's like a 4-year wait.
I was going to say, you would not wait. But I'm assuming, Alika, you're picking it up?
Yeah, I probably will.
Hennessy?
I'm a sucker.
You're going to pick it up and take it?
Absolutely.
Good. All right. Well, Star Wars hitting your home today, April 5th.
Hitting them switches.
Smacking your wallet around.
Smacking your wallet around and getting you to spend money. And not only once, but twice, because you're going to do it twice.
Oh, yeah. I'm not buying the 3D Blu-ray. Yeah.
Listen, if there's extra...
That's stupid, man.
This is the same sales pitch he had since he worked at Blockbuster.
Man, that's stupid.
Man, that's stupid, man.
Gannon, that's some hurtful speech.
That might be my new thing now.
Calling everybody stupid.
Man, that's stupid, bro.
Who do you think you are, Rosie Perez?
But what if that 3D Blu-ray happens to have extra deleted scenes on it?
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
Okay. I doubt it.
I think they're going to go the Avatar way, too.
Because if there were deleted scenes, there would obviously be scenes that don't really have any cinematic dynamics to it, because if not, it'd be in the movie to see in 3D.
True.
So it wouldn't really be that exciting to see.
Maybe the fact that there's less deleted scenes is a good thing, because J.J. Abrams just shot what went into the movie anyway. So, I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, he did say he was very economical about what he shot.
All killer, no filler. That's what made me go crazy, though, because leading up to the movie, we saw all these, like, you know, teaser trailers and, like, walking through the sets, and they spent a lot of time setting up all those things. And
yeah.
I mean, for what went into it, it wasn't as long of a movie as I thought it was, and they went to a lot of different locations. I mean, you guys were kind of like...
Yeah, no, they did.
Complaining
they
about the locations were similar to
They went to 4. Endor, they went to Hoth, went to Tatooine. It was crazy.
But they went those many different places. I mean, that was a lot of set changes, and those sets were detailed. And so, yeah, I mean, it drives me crazy that there's not more footage. Mm-hmm. I would have just spent, like... I would watch 24 hours of them just walking around the
set.
Well,
also, but considering how fast of a shooting schedule they had, I don't think
they
had a
that's
ton
very
of time
true.
To shoot more than they needed.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Disney put them on a clock. So,
like, this movie's coming out by Christmas of 2015, what.
Right. That's very true. They
so
did.
They didn't have time to be willy-nilly about shooting stuff. It's like they just had to shoot exactly what they needed.
That's why they hired Lawrence Kasdan, because they're like, listen, we have to have some kind of script.
Yeah, but here's what they did. Lawrence, we know you didn't write A New Hope. Can you do it this time?
Right.
If you had a chance to write A New Hope,
yeah.
What would your version of New Hope be? Go nuts.
So you'd give secret information to a droid? That is great. That's good stuff. I've never seen that before.
A teenager on a wayward planet that wants to get out of there that has a secret history? I've never seen
She's
it.
She's a scavenger. That's really? I've never seen it before. Interesting. She likes it.
Don't forget the fact that she's good at everything.
That's right.
I actually had a point to make about Force Awakens. I've been keep seeing the same article crop up a lot about J.J. Abrams explaining the ash in that little dish.
You
the
know
ashes
what? I've
of his
seen,
enemies?
Which we've seen a bunch of times since the movie's been out.
No, you're right.
It's only been coming
you're
up
right.
The Blu-rays
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, it's strange because... when I saw that, for some reason I hadn't really thought about it. It seems that we live in an age now where directors and actors now have to explain their movie to people. Where we didn't, where, you know, they give you information to kind of fill in the blanks on your own and just think about it. But now we live in this age where a tiny little tidbit is like, we have to now explain the movie to
you. Never
apparently
even,
you're too stupid
you know,
to figure it out.
It branches out from, like, all of these nerdy movies in the 70s and 80s that have these deep histories that you wanted, like, they didn't explain it outright. And all of fandom came up with explanations or people already knew from the literature that supported it and stuff. Now we just get it directly from them because they know that's what we want. I mean, it's not.
Well, I'd rather have the imagination about it because when I saw the movie and I saw that there, I naturally assumed it was just Darth Vader's ashes. That's how much of a fanboy this guy was. I figured that he was mental enough to have Darth Vader's ashes.
Makes sense.
That's all the information I needed.
Yeah,
but
now
JJ,
but those can't be
else.
Darth Vader's ashes because he didn't leave behind a corporeal body.
A He's corporeal a force ghost. Body.
So there's no, there's
he,
no. Ashes
he does
left
have. Wait a minute. Wait
that.
A minute. His body was
only
burned.
his robotic limbs and whatever would have left ashes. His
but, hang on,
his
but,
flesh body.
Whatever's there. I'm
but
sure
wait,
he
but hang
have
on a minute.
There.
If we learn anything from episode 3, right? He did have a body. I mean, like a torso, right?
There were
Anakin.
Still chunks of
Anakin. No a torso.
No, that's what I'm saying. But when you pass into being a force ghost, your body goes away.
Yeah, do they say that
body
in the movie,
vanishes.
Though?
Oh, that's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, now I know what you're saying. Okay.
There was no Obi-Wan left.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Granted.
Makes sense.
But in either case,
that's why
were there.
That's why the fan theories about Snoke being Darth Vader are so bunk, is because when you become a Force ghost, your corporeal body vanishes.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that way. You're right. Absolutely right. This is where you go, man, you stupid, bro.
Man, you stupid, bro.
Man, you stupid, bro.
Straight up stupid.
That's it. There it is. See, I was such an idiot. I didn't even think about that. That's
such
crazy.
An idiot.
Ah, oh, Ganon. So good. Anyway.
I know. That's what they all say.
So if that theory holds true, I never read anything about the ashes. I saw it. I didn't want to open it up.
Well, no,
because
I keep seeing that, and apparently Zack Snyder and everybody in BBS are just going to have to keep explaining the movie to people from now to the end.
Well, I think
it
you
just
do
seems
have...
to be a lot of that lately. Like, movie comes out.
Look,
and...
I would appreciate an explanation for Lex Luthor. It'd be like, that really was the real Lex Luthor's son. If they say that in the next movie, I'm like, good job, guys.
No, they're going to
awesome.
Stick their landing on it. And, to be honest, I'd rather them stick their landing on it.
There's a
no.
I
that wasn't a stuck landing.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is they stick their landing on it, even if it is a fumble. Just stick to it instead of.
Because they could appear to be geniuses. They'd be like, "Oh no, we meant for that to
but
be."
But then that's
junior,
not good from a creative
they told
standpoint.
Us that was junior
because that just means that you're just going to keep changing things because the fans.
No,
don't
that's
like
not changing.
It.
He was junior, so introduce us to his father, the real Lex Luthor, the founder of LexCorp,
but
the mad genius.
Isn't that technical to the comics too, though?
Huh. Is no, there is a Lex Luthor Jr., and he does have long red hair, and he's a whiny
though,
little
right?
bitch.
Wow.
Like, the Lex Luthor is still the son of another Lex.
Can you say that on television?
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
know. It's fine. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure.
So, wait a minute. So, okay. So, if that holds true, I think...
I'd like to meet
I
Lex
think
Sr.
Eisenberg actually has an article that he explains... Who what he was aiming for with the
we have gone from Star Wars to BVS, but I think the interesting thing is that BV, you are right, in the movie he does explain that my father. So
he is the Lex and Lex Corp. He says that's the very line.
Yeah, exactly. He is the Lex
and
Lex
and
Corp.
What also made himself not seem like a Lex Luthor that I appreciate is what he said about Lex Corp being named after Lex and how egotistical it was of his father to name it after himself. He's like, I'd never do that.
If I'm not mistaken.
But the real Lex
then,
Luthor would
name.
Name in Lex Corp, so the father should be
technically
the real...
Technically should be Luthor Corp, or Luthor Corp. It should be, technically.
I agree. I like Luthor Corp much better anyway.
Because it's not Bruce Tech.
That's right. It's Wayne Tech.
No, but LexCorp is the real company name in the comic, isn't
right,
it?
Right. But, you know, usually you'd use your last name as the name of your company.
Yeah.
Usually.
So you can pass it on if you weren't.
It's not Donald Towers. It's Trump Towers. You know what I mean?
It's not Donald Towers.
Yeah,
right,
it's not
right.
Donald Towers.
Right. Donald's Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
That's
why Lex stands out more than these egomaniacs.
That's a good point.
He named it after his first name.
He's just like, it's
he's like, you
me,
know what
baby.
Everybody else does? I'm not going to do that. Man, that's
like,
stupid, bro.
Like, I'm going to pass it on to someone with my name.
Yeah. Very true. Getting back to the whole Star Wars issue, though.
Wait, there was an issue?
Yeah, I had my issue is this, is that
He didn't like it.
Well, no, not he didn't like it, but no. No, what I am saying, though, is that if, getting back to the point of you having to explain your movies all the time. I'm kind of on the side again, and I can't believe it about this, but he is right. When's the last time anybody had to explain Big Trouble in Little China? Or They Live?
Well, to be fair, people didn't care about Big Trouble in Little China the way they do these two movies.
It's true, I guess. That's very true.
Well, from the out, you know, the community coming out and watching it, people do care about the movie.
Yeah, but that's, we're talking cultural phenomenon versus cult classic. There's two completely different things.
Wow. All right, fine. Well, that's I don't agree
with you.
Nobody
at the end of
I can't hear you. What was that? There we go.
No one at the end of Big Trouble in Little China was going, so...
Well, because I think...
What's the deal with this guy?
Yeah, because a niche audience...
I was.
They suspend their disbelief more than a casual audience does. A casual audience, they kind of want everything spelled out for them. They want to understand everything tooth and nail. A niche audience, just like they accept the nuttiness of a concept. They accept the interesting ideas, even if it's not all spelled out for you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, Nightmare on Elm Street in particular, mm-hmm. being a movie where there's a sequence where Nancy's awake and Freddy comes through the wall. Now, he shouldn't be able to do that.
No, he shouldn't.
And there's no explanation for why he can do that, even though
he's... She was really dreaming.
No, she wasn't. She's awake.
Oh, no. Oh. That's what you think.
Oh.
But the explanation...
But you see, there's no explanation to it. It's just mm-hmm. you...
No. That's the explanation. She's really awake.
I see where he's going with this.
But Wes Craven's never had to come out and say, is my point. Right. Wes Craven's never had to come out and say, oh, no, that visual happens because of this.
Oh, because no one bothered to ask him.
That's true. You are making valid points.
Right,
valid points. Absolutely valid points. But you are right. I guess in the internet age, it does seem to be people are asking,
like, these
more
directors
questions.
Have to justify all of their creative choices.
Yeah.
Why is R2-D2 asleep through the entire movie? It's like, oh, because he was depowered and he only had a mission that once Luke's once BB-8 shows up, that's the only time he would activate.
Yeah, but that's not true because he met BB-8 before.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You keep having to explain it. After a while, you forget about your own loopholes, and then you're like, well, even what you just said doesn't make sense.
Couldn't he have just not had them meet before?
Yeah. He could have.
That's my whole thing.
That was a pretty expensive movie.
But that's what I'm saying.
As soon as I see Carpenter, I'm like, really? Boil the water.
Good point.
Yeah, I kind of hate that all these directors and creative people have to, like, explain their art to people. It's like, if you don't get it, then it's your fault, really.
Yeah,
just use your imagination and fill in some of these blanks on your
own.
Think of these things on your own.
And that is where I think, in my opinion, that's where Force Awakens is successful. In the fact that this is the most I've ever been irritated with a Star Wars movie.
And that's what makes it successful?
Wait, more than Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the questions that left me hanging...
At least Phantom Menace had good music.
Yeah, Phantom Music had great music, and it had Darth Maul.
And it had Liam Neeson.
And it had Liam Neeson, right.
And listen,
it
had Trade Federations.
And no matter what you say
and
about...
Asian stereotypes.
No matter what you say about Jar Jar Binks...
and little kids are going, yippee!
Love them Asian stereotypes. Which ones were the Cambodians?
And Jabba the Hutt's wife. We never got to see Jabba the Hutt's wife before.
No, we don't. We never do.
Wow, Phantom Menace really is... Awesome.
Wow. You do know that we're on television. 47-46. Yeah. Make sure that you mark that down.
I thought we made it past
the
time.
No, but you can't beep it on television either.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. You know, he can't, I don't think he can beep it out, can you? You can't even silence it? Oh, my gosh.
Whoops.
Oh, you know what I'll do? You know what I'll do?
Take two.
I'll beep it out. Oh, but you won't. But you have to take it tonight anyway. Golly. Anyway. Did you mark it down? Thank you. Freaking Gannon,
just cut
man.
It out.
Just
can you cut the time
the
out
the show
of
ends right there.
That's true.
Just go an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. Just go an extra 10 minutes.
We'll just edit.
We'll just go an extra 10 minutes.
That's what she said?
No.
This will be where I was on one of those breaks where we put in something.
Sorry that that's not what she said to you.
Wow. This is unbelievable. No control. No control over this guy, I swear to God. Anyway, getting back to...
you guys called me stupid, man.
Gannon, you're stupid.
I called you stupid.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
the room.
Now Gannon's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gannon.
Man,
yeah,
I'm
Gannon.
Stupid, bro.
I'm not like that. I wouldn't call you out on it.
But listen, getting
it's okay
back,
though.
It's getting back to it's a very slow news week.
It's very stupid, yo.
But there's a couple of things that we should talk about. Number one,
Pokemon.
No, Ben Affleck has written a script for the Batman solo
movie, allegedly,
and apparently somebody is writing.
I allegedly wrote a script for Batman too.
Did you allegedly?
It was so good,
fantastic.
Allegedly,
so he apparently has written a script, and they say it's. They say the people that have supposedly read it said it's very good. Do you think he's written a script? Number one, and number two, do you think that he'll make it?
I think he is writing it. If he's not done with it. I doubt he's done with it because he was shooting that other film almost immediately after he's done BVS. I don't think he has time.
Which one is that?
I can't remember the name of it.
Otherfilm.com.
Live Till Daylight or something like that? Or Live by Daylight?
Oh, yeah.
Live by something.
Yeah.
Jiggly 2.
Whatever it is. But,
Jiggly 2.
But yeah, I can't see where he would have had time to like write a script for that movie. Because a movie like that would take some time to write. You can't just like write it on the fly when you have a lunch break or whatever.
He just hands his boss the Dark Knight Returns graphic novel.
Yeah, he's just like, this, I want this.
That's right. Here's what I want right there.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure he's conceiving a script with another writer, and they're probably putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
But my opinion, just looking at it, is that, yeah, he's in the process of it, and he's probably trying to make a deal to direct it.
Done deal.
Because here's my question, is how do you do a street-level Batman movie after you've introduced Superman and the rest of the Justice
League? That's what I've been saying about all the Marvel films ever since Avengers. How do you do a solo film? Because every time you do a solo film after a team film, you keep having to create excuses why none of the other characters
appear.
But
it'd be no different with Batman. But in Batman's excuse... You could potentially have somebody show. I mean, that's one of the key things that I had a problem with BVS that I never really thought about until after the fact. Gotham and Metropolis being that close.
Right?
Something happens in Gotham, Superman's always going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Or if not, you run into that problem like, why doesn't Superman show up? Because he has to
save the day all the time.
Mm-hmm. Like, Superman's off in the mountains someplace in BVS. Doesn't know where anybody is, but Lois Lane gets thrown off a building and he's there instantly because he can hear her or whatever. But he's so close
to
Metropolis.
He's attuned to her, yeah.
Yes, I mean, and I could buy it on that level, but I mean, him being that close to Gotham, he'd just always be there, you'd imagine.
No, so, I agree.
So, he would have to appear in the Batman movie.
He would have to. He would.
Which would give you that moment to have, like, you stay out of my city or whatever.
Right, of course. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
I can handle this myself.
Get out of my city.
Maybe later in the...
Remember I made you bleed?
Maybe later on in the whole scheme of things, Gotham gets moved.
Superman just picks up and moves it. There's so much crime here, I gotta get this out of
the
way.
Avengers show up.
Even more, you know what could even be better than that? What could happen is that Joker could become president of mayor of Gotham, and he could build a wall... around Gotham.
Man, you stupid, bro.
And then the Avengers can show up.
President Joker. they can lift up
all they Gotham did come out. Oh, I'm sorry.
And move it over.
Yeah, right.
They did come out and say all those nightmare sequences were legit. They're not dream sequences.
Oh, they are.
It's a legit vision. So.
Oh, but so
wherever
they're
going to, it might build to that.
So his parents' gravestone really was bleeding.
There really was a man-bat creature living inside of it and everything.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Okay.
First of all, I will say that Man-Bat cameo was pretty cool. I did like that.
And so
I hope Zack Snyder really did make that Man-Bat, not just accidentally made Man-Bat.
I agree.
I'll be really bummed out if he's just like, oh yeah, it totally could have been Man-Bat.
Yeah, totally could have been.
Well, also then Bruce Wayne can communicate with bats and they can levitate him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Yeah.
That's really true.
Well, I think that was the call in the original. I mean, even if it was a dream, that was what happened to him in his youth in the Batman
movie. What they're saying
movie.
Is specifically the nightmare sequences. So not the dream sequences, the nightmare sequences, as in anything to do with Darkseid.
Oh, and, so the Desert Storm.
Yeah. So when Superman fries those two guys, that really happens?
Supposedly.
Wow.
He just toasts them
He does. He toasts them. He toasts them hardcore.
No hesitation. He's like, bzz, bzz.
I think
now that we're alone,
have an excuse to do a Mad Max style Justice League movie.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it looked like.
No, right, you're right. George
which
Miller,
I gotta say, it would be pretty sweet.
George Miller was gonna do Justice League Dark. Remember?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Guillermo del Toro was gonna do Justice League Dark. George Miller was gonna do Justice League Mortal.
No, I thought it was backwards. Was I'm telling you, it was George.
Guillermo.
No, look it up.
No, Gannon's right.
Guillermo.
I am right.
George Miller's Justice League was going to be goofy.
You owe me $100 if I turn out to be wrong.
I'm looking it up right now, dadgummit.
Just look at the costumes. Didn't they have everything picked out already?
There's a documentary being made about George Miller's movie.
Oh, was it Mortal?
It was Justice League Mortal. Because Guillermo del Toro is going to do Justice League Dark about Zatanna and Deadman and Swamp Thing and all that.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. Well, listen, gents.
So you're wrong.
So I'm wrong.
You owe me $100.
Because you're being straight stupid, yo.
Yeah, he's stupid, man.
Anyway, I would like...
Man, you allegedly stupid, man.
I would like to thank all of our... the people that...
I just want to do a good job.
I just want to thank all the people that watch us on Akaku. Want to say thank you to Gannon for
introducing the show.
Colorful language to the show. Appreciate it immensely.
Well, hopefully that part got cut out so they don't know what we're talking about. No, it happened.
I was just about to say, you completely screwed yourself in the editing.
Though. I did. I did. And then, of course, I want to thank Alika for doing the same thing just a few minutes ago as well. So thanks for that.
What did I do?
You said the B word.
You can say that.
You can say Buford.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. You knew it once. Now we're an R-rated show.
Good on you, Seki-san. Good on you.
You can say balloon on TV.
Listen, apparently you can. There's something called freedom of speech, but there are some things you just can't say. All right?
And that is...
Okay. George Carlin did the seven words exactly that you can't say on television, and here they are. No.
Well, listen, guys, we'll be back next week. We'll talk about more stuff. Well, man... Next week we'll talk about Quantum Break, which came out for you guys are video gamers.
Can't wait to hear all about it since I got PS4.
Dirt Rally came out. All kinds of great stuff came out as
Dirt
well.
Dirt Rally.
Yes, and there's a bunch of stuff, a bunch of games came out, movies. And this week, if you're going to the theater, Hardcore Henry is hitting movie theaters. The first person action extravaganza.
First Persian. Oh, wow.
No, that's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal will be in that
Yeah,
movie.
He's the first person.
Prince of Persian.
Yeah. Hardcore Henry, the first person action extravaganza, hits theaters this weekend as well. Well, listen, we're out of time. Akaku, if you're listening to the podcast, we may or may not be back. I'm just kidding.
No, they're not.
So for Gannon, for Big C, for Format, for Alika, for Hennessy, and for the one and only Swan, who has a lot of work on his hands.
We say to you...
peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, Akaku, we say to you, aloha. And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
No.
We're on podcast time now, officially.
Apparently we're back.
I know that we got to get going soon because Gannon wants to drink. So let's get right to it.
Yes, feed the monkey.
Because Gannon wants to fill the cup.
Feed the monkey on your back.
You're welcome, Gannon.
Wow. Is there something you'd like to divulge, sir? Anything?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
What the hell do you think I have to divulge? You act like you have inside information.
I might.
You act like you know something the audience doesn't.
Actually, I think your Instagram has all the information you
need. No, it actually doesn't.
And you can follow him at
Swan's Facebook Messenger feed, though, different story.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. Well, listen, now we're back because there's just a couple of things we want to hit before we get out of here. First and foremost, we want to talk about The Walking Dead. The season finale was this week. Season finale was this past Sunday.
It was a giant rip-off.
And apparently, fans are not impressed, and fans are very angry with what happened on The Walking Dead.
They're just upset because they didn't see the payoff.
Is that what it is? Well, tell us about it there, Format.
Well, we finally got to see...
get it right up on you. Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Man.
Yeah, just
we finally got
over.
To see JDM as Negan and...
Excuse me, don't you mean Mr. Wayne?
Huh? No.
No?
Okay. No, I'm pretty sure I mean Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
The dad of Supernatural, don't you mean the half dozen other things?
Yeah.
Don't you mean the guy from Grey's Anatomy?
Wasn't he the comedian?
I just said that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So, that guy...
Anyways.
Showed up as Negan. We finally got to see Negan.
No! Did he? I didn't get to watch it, so I gotta watch it. So okay.
Well,
so
then, why are we talking about it?
I think it's apropos that we talk about it.
Spoilers!
It was the finale.
You know what was weird about that episode to me?
What?
Anybody else here watch it?
Yeah, that's right.
Hennessy, did you watch it?
No, sorry, I've
gosh
not seen it.
Dang it, Hennessy.
I didn't watch it, but I spoiled the ending because I knew it was
going
to be
First, I didn't think it had to be an hour and a half, you're right.
Yeah.
Hennessy takes really a week off and he can't even catch up with the shows, man. What is up? Anyway.
I'm caught up with Supergirl.
But the weird thing about the show is
no one else watches Supergirl.
I watch Supergirl. Supergirl's good.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say
it
now.
That was a good show.
But anyway, so Walking Dead, a lot of people feel ripped off. There's a lot of anger on the interwebs. And you know what that means? Nothing, really, but, you know.
That's right. All your pissing and moaning amounts to nothing.
Yeah, amounts to zero.
We're super upset.
So they're upset because they didn't see the actual kill.
Right. You didn't see who got killed. You saw the kill from the guy who got killed perspective. I mean, pretty sure they died.
I'm pretty sure he killed the cameraman.
Yeah, that cameraman got messed up.
I mean, that cameraman is not making it next season.
He definitely not. He will not.
Messed up thing to do.
He will not be back. That is for darn sure. All right. So, but with that being said, though, how was the episode?
It was too long.
It felt long to me. Like it didn't need to be that long.
You know, I will take as much Walking Dead as you're going to give me. But it didn't, for what they accomplished in the episode, it didn't have to be that long.
It seems when they do the overly long episodes, they're using them in the wrong places. Because the last time they did an hour and a half, they did it for Morgan, which I didn't really think.
I thought that was a good episode.
It's a good episode, but I would have rather spent that somewhere else, honestly. And we had that discussion before.
That's true.
But the thing that messed me up about this episode is how frightened Rick was by the end of the episode. It's like, Rick's been through a lot. He's been in this situation before.
Right.
He's been on his knees ready to die before.
But this is the first time.
And he's shaking and shuddering and sweating for
some
reason.
This is the first time he's been helpless about it. Huh. This is the first time someone
said, he was helpless.
You can't do anything, because if you try anything, everyone is dead.
When they were at
you last.
What was the station? The Terminus. When they were at Terminus, they were just as helpless.
He had bargaining chips. Remember when they had to trade people?
Oh, yeah.
They were just had a bargaining chip.
That's true. Good point.
Rick, if you really pay attention to the show, Rick's always had his opportunities to turn situations around. The whole thing with Negan, even in the books, is that he's finally given absolutely zero room to do anything.
I know in the books.
And
but actually,
I didn't watch the show, so I can't tell you how execution-wise it went. But
back,
if they
but
do
back
it
to
right,
Terminus, they didn't have anybody. They didn't have any hostages. Only Carol saved them last minute. But they were just as helpless. They were about to die.
But when Rick guys showed up, they were there to trade people for Carol guys.
Right.
They were bargaining chips.
Right. Don't you remember that was the whole intent of going to Terminus?
I know, but I'm talking about the scene where they're on their knees about to get slammed in the back of the head with the baseball bat.
Okay,
there are no
bargaining
chips. They are about to die.
Okay, point taken.
And the only thing that saves them is Carol last minute doing an explosion outside. That's the only thing that saves them. They thought they were going to die. He's not sweating. He's not shaking. He's not shivering.
That's a good point.
What is different about this situation?
All right. Well, can I ask you this then? I have not seen it myself yet, but
The whole day the Negan screw the Saviors just spent mind screwing Rick, kind of guiding them where to go.
I have heard
they should have known from the first roadblock that they were screwed.
I have heard that the biggest problem with this episode was not just the ending; it was the fact that this plan was so elaborate that no one man could pull it off. That's what I heard.
No. In this world, with how many people he has, it's not that hard to block off a highway and keep people running alongside it and keep it blocked off at other junctures. That's not difficult.
All right. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean,
there are a lot of people in the Saviors.
But what was crazy is that Rick guys saw the first roadblock, ran into them the first time, saw that the Saviors let them leave alive, and thought that was going to be it.
Wow.
Right.
And then they run into the second roadblock and still think that the road they're on is okay. You know what I mean? It's like, Rick guys are smarter than that. So it was they kind of two times at the.
It could be maybe a false sense of security thing, because it seems like whenever they run into the Saviors, they manage to overturn them. They don't really have any concept of how many there actually are.
No, but I mean, that's true.
That's a good point.
They have been.
They still haven't seen.
Like they every the full, time they yeah they yeah. don't really know how much people they're actually dealing with.
Yeah.
They never encountered that before, because even with the governor, he had a small town and small little army, but the rest of them were just regular people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, okay. So, with that in mind, other than the fact we don't know who died, is the cliffhanger they left it on, where do you think it goes? Because apparently people are so ticked about it, they want them to shoot an extra 5 minutes of footage just so that they see what went on.
I'm loving that there's a petition every time the fans are irritated with something.
Yeah, right?
There's a petition to get Zack Snyder off Justice League. There's a petition to keep Zack Snyder on Justice League. Now there's a petition to shoot an extra 5 minutes of Walking Dead just so we know who dies instead of waiting just
they already
shot over.
The, they shot the scene already, too.
Did they really?
Andrew Garfield said they shot it already.
I've read conflicting reports, but wow. All intents and purposes, they didn't shoot it. Huh. The actors know who it's going to be, God. But they didn't actually shoot it.
Oh, I thought they had.
My vote's for Daryl. That's my vote.
What?
Yeah, that's my
vote. If they kill Daryl, that show's canceled.
Well, I mean, let's be real about it. The reason why you don't see who dies in it is because they still have a whole bunch of time to change their minds about it before they start the next episode.
Yeah, sure. They can listen to the nerd rage up until the next
They season. Can do Glenn like you would expect, because that's who actually dies in that scene in the book, or you can pick anybody else at random. The question is, who's going to have the most impact that's not going to piss people off the most?
And they did the audio isolation, and it points to Glenn, of course.
Right, of course. That's why, from what I understand, is that no one is saying it's Glenn because they make it so obvious. So
I do like where
we
the
pretty
show
pretty much know it's not Carl.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I mean, I like where the show zigs where the book zags.
Right.
So I think this should be one of those moments where the show zigs where the book zags. Because every now and again they have those moments where there'd be a slight steer off course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This would be nice if for the show they do something different and. It's, you know, the fans would hate if it was Daryl, but I really do feel like the character does have to die eventually just so you can buy into the stakes of the show for once.
Right, right.
Because it is becoming the Avengers. Like, your marquee people keep surviving and your lesser so people.
Look, I wouldn't care if all of them died except Daryl. I would just watch Daryl survived everybody dying in that show. I would watch that forever.
Eventually you run out of luck, man, no matter how good you are in that world.
Dude, I want to see old man Daryl.
That's right.
He's 90 years old with a crossbow on his porch. It's like, this house is mine.
That's right. Here's scenes for the next Walking Daryl.
In the year 2050.
Walking Daryl.
I would watch just that.
Just Daryl.
Just Daryl, right?
Hence, a world full of gamma zombies.
And whatever happened to Daryl's brother? I don't recall.
Merle? How far?
Where have you been?
Where are
my God.
You said you're caught up, dude. You
that was like
know.
One of the more memorable deaths.
Okay,
he sacrificed himself.
Merle
to the governor.
Comes back, and Merle ends up dying at the hands of his brother.
He died by going after the governor, and the governor sees him.
Right. Well, you know what I'm saying. The governor fell, or I should say, Daryl fell.
So he's a zombie. Daryl finds the zombie. Daryl finds the zombie Merle and puts him out.
Yeah,
and it's a poignant, sad little scene.
I gotta go back and check that.
But yeah, it was one of the bigger deaths, dude. Merle actually...
And he was a fan favorite, man. He was a big fan favorite.
I love that every year they start the show, they always talk about whether or not Merle's going to show up on the show and be like, as what?
Yeah, as a double zombie?
As a zombie? Is this
no, he was a zombie and they killed him,
yeah,
so he
exactly.
Has to be a double zombie.
So like,
zombie.
What would he come back as?
What would he come back as? All right, so overall, though...
A force ghost.
Well, wait, no, you're missing one point. We also got introduced to the Knights.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the kingdom, supposedly, and what is that guy's name?
Ezekiel.
Thank you, Swan.
Yeah. Thanks, off-camera guy. Anyway.
Yeah, there's no camera
there's no
anymore.
There's no camera now. Yeah. Okay, so we get introduced to new characters.
Yeah. The world's expanding. And
the world's expanding.
The thing is, the cool thing about the book, and I haven't read all of them, but what I'm reading about the most recent books is...
Yeah.
The world is bigger. Like, the beginning of Walking Dead, it's a hopeless, desolate apocalypse. Everybody's dying. Everything is barren. There's nobody left. You're lucky to find survivors.
Okay.
And in these later books, it's all about the more communities you're finding and how people are rebuilding. And
right.
To me, that's a pretty interesting story, too, that really hasn't been delved into in zombie fiction. You know what I mean? So I feel like all this murder, death, kill, let's kill our way through all these zombie stuff is probably wearing thin on the audience, too, by now. And we're going to see like a branching out into how are people rebuilding. We're finding all these new little communities and how each of them reformed into society.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
We're seeing less and less actual zombie kills.
Right.
Like in the show.
I think that, well, like I said, I'm the guy who's a firm believer that this show works only when the team is on the run.
Right.
You know, they always have to
when be they're on trying to find a new home.
Right. No, well, they're always on the. It doesn't matter if they're
when
trying
they're
to find
on the road. There's a sense of urgency.
Right.
To
right.
The show.
Exactly. There's there's an urgency
when they're
to
camping
it.
Out, like when they were in the jail.
Oh yeah. Oh,
oh man, those episodes just feel like they were dragging. Yeah.
Dragging on and on.
Yeah, I'll tell
and
you,
on.
I actually did get confused on some of those. I kind of lost the plot for some of those episodes.
Yeah.
But
well,
but when they were under attack, though, that was some good stuff in the jail.
If you lost the plot, imagine Hennessy. Jeez.
He's still trying to figure out what show we're talking about.
Hennessy's like, why are they in jail?
Hennessy's like, The Walking Dead. What
the
is
Walking
it?
Daryl. What the hell?
The Walking Dead?
That's right. That's right. The Walking Daryl. But overall, though, are we happy with where it's going? Or is this a good place for it to be?
I think so.
Good.
If we see Ezekiel... Okay. And Ezekiel has an interesting pet, and he has a tiger.
Right.
How does that work? I don't know how they're...
I don't see them doing that in the show.
They got to do that in the show. And that would make the show so much more colorful.
It
would be almost like Jumping the Shark, except the comic did it first, so they can't be accused of jumping the shark.
It would have to be a CG tiger.
But it would
tiger.
Change the...
I don't think you can train a tiger that well.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Like, to be a most CGI actor or something like that?
They just have to paint a really big lynx or something. Just get a tabby cat.
Just do a CG tiger like Life of Pi.
Just bring
or
in
not
one
Life
of
Pi. Was that the movie?
Yeah Life of Pi.
Just bring in Siegfried and Roy and...
And the tiger can eat that.
Yeah,
we can pretend that Siegfried and Roy are zombies.
Well, listen, here gents, here's the thing. We don't have to wait too long for more zombies because next week... Or this coming weekend,
Fear the
Walking Dead is coming out as well.
The first season was great, but it was 6 episodes.
This one is going to be a full 13, I think, or 16, something like that.
And they're doing water stuff.
Yes, they're doing. That's right.
I wonder how it's going to play out.
Of course, the tagline for Fear the Walking Dead.
Like, how is
it
scarier to be on the water when there's zombies around? I would be like, there's no threat when you're on the water.
No,
they're trying to make it seem like it's scarier.
Right, right. No safe harbor.
They swim.
And then wouldn't they float?
Yeah, they would just float.
They would float, right?
Yeah. They would. I think so.
You just see them float like...
But in the water, wouldn't they rot so bad in the sun, in the water and stuff, that you'd just be like a skeleton going...
Wouldn't like the fish be just going
on? Well,
this
is what I say about the show in general. Like, zombies would decompose so much year by year by year.
And the
that,
fish
right.
eat the zombies, and we get zombie fish.
Non-functional
zombie piranhas.
Oh. Yeah, zombie fish.
Spin-off movie, zombie piranhas.
Zombie fish.
Sharknado 2.
Zombaranas.
I knew that was coming.
Here are scenes from the next swimming fish.
Zombie-nado.
Zombie-nado. Oh, that's awesome. But Fear the Walking Dead, if you have not seen it, they're streaming on Hulu right now, as a matter of fact, the 6 episodes. Very fun show. It's from a very different perspective. So we'll see where this goes. Fear the Walking Dead.
From the perspective
two.
Of a heroin addict.
Yeah, apparently so.
He seems to be the main character.
He does, doesn't he? It's weird.
And you know what? Speaking of figuring out who the main character is, I forgot to bring this up, is Game of Thrones. They mathematically mapped by mention of names and how connected they are to the universe. Who's the main character of Game of Thrones?
Who is the main character?
Tyrion.
Really?
It makes sense.
He's the most connected. He has the most mentions, and he's connected with the most powerful figures.
Tyrion's a midget, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes total.
Wow.
Sense.
That's
you politically sense. Incorrect bastard.
Oh, I'm
Peter
what is
Dinklage.
Wrong with you?
The little person.
A dwarf.
He meant the...
No, I'm pretty sure that's not
No,
the
I think
either.
The correct term is elf.
No,
the correct term is
little
person.
Yeah, you know, gee, that doesn't sound right either.
No?
It's LP or little person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know little people is acceptable because they named a TV show that.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be
all right. That sounds kind of like you're diminishing them status.
No.
Well, you could, I mean...
Like
short, how about super short guy?
That's sort of like the short 2.5 men.
People call me like a big fat guy. So to call somebody a little person seems like it can be kind of...
My guys call you a big guy. Hey, how's it going, big guy?
I like that.
You don't like
why
that?
Does it have to be about my size?
It's,
why can't I just be a person?
Well, it's because of the fact that you're not as big as I am.
You're big and you're a guy.
Yeah.
I got to bookmark you somewhere.
So...
Segway.
Wow. So anyway...
So moving on from micro people.
Yeah. We don't talk about Game of Thrones a lot on this show.
We need to go over it when it starts back up. It's so good.
All right. Well, we'll talk about
Thrones. Talk about them and dongs everywhere.
And the fact that they can afford HBO and all that other stuff.
We have HBO in the shop, so if you guys want to watch Game of Thrones, come on down. Yeah, it's all free downloads.
Yes, wow.
You can find lots of places to watch these things without paying for it.
I have only...
If we're all nerds or anything.
If I'm honest, I have not really sat down and watched like season two or season three.
Are you kidding me?
It's actually quite good.
So you're not current on Game of Thrones?
I'm not.
I am not current on Game of Thrones, if I'm honest.
Of course, much garbage as you get Hennessy.
I know. But listen.
I have the season one box set.
I do too.
This whole time I could have been talking about Game of Thrones!
I have the Game of Thrones all the way up to season three. So I have, but I can watch four and five. So,
yeah.
I want to see it.
It's good.
Good.
Other people can see.
Good for them.
So, wait, you've watched up to three. Is Khal Drogo in three?
No. You're misunderstanding me. I haven't watched up to three.
Oh.
I own episode.
Khal Drogo is season two, right?
Right.
Yeah. Season two and three?
Yeah.
Wait, he doesn't even make it.
Jason Momoa.
J.M.?
Oh, it's just season one.
You mean Aquaman.
That's why. I was thinking about it today. Jason
make it past season one.
Jason Momoa's. Like breakout, his iconic role, his first, he made like an impact.
Baywatch Nights.
Khal Drogo. Yeah, Baywatch Nights.
No, Khal Drogo.
I will forever remember that character. That just made him.
Isn't he on Baywatch though? Wasn't he or something?
He was on Baywatch.
Yeah, he was. Either Baywatch Nights or Baywatch.
He got one of his.
Remember.
He got his start in one of those shows.
I think it was Baywatch Hawaii. I think is what you're.
One of those. Oh,
whatever.
And then.
Sure, one Hasselhoff was.
You know, he was good in Conan, but yeah, it didn't like make the big cultural impact. That Khal Drogo, everybody knows who Khal Drogo
is. That,
like,
that was a great, that great, is, you know? Great Conan
you know,
movie.
The only reason why that Khal Drogo exists is because of the Khaleesi. If she wasn't such a favored character throughout the show, he wouldn't have nearly as an impact to everyone.
Well,
no, I
she didn't
Khal, no, not
Khaleesi
not necess-
until after she met him.
Exactly, she's the reason she's named Khaleesi is
right.
Because
it was,
Khal Drogo.
Precisely, it was circled around him.
No, Khal Drogo is what made her more interesting. She's kind of like not that interesting on her own, Daenerys. Her story is interesting, but her character is really too...
She interesting because of him.
Thank you.
Because after he's dead in the City of Mirian where she just left, she was really waffling back and forth. I wasn't liking her character at all last season.
Yeah, she wouldn't be who she is without...
Wow, spoiler motherfucker! No, I'm just kidding.
If you're not caught up to Game of Thrones, just know that Jon Snow is dead.
Wow.
I knew that, though.
Dude, that's in the corner over there. Just like,
no, he's not. No, he's not. I love him.
Jason Momoa was in Stargate Atlantis.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Stargate Atlantis. That's right, yeah.
Oh, Stargate Atlantis. That's right.
More things that are, like, it was...
More things related to water.
Yeah.
In this film.
That's his origin.
Yeah, it's his origin story, Stargate Atlantis.
That's where Momoa is from. It's from the water. I think that's what it means, doesn't it?
Although I read an article with him, he said his brothers are more of the watermen, and he's like more of like an outdoors kind
of
guy.
More of a guy who goes on
mountain
TV
dude.
And
yeah, and be an actor. But he's ripped. He's got to do something, you know.
Freaking hell!
He's got to
push ups every day. What'd you say?
Jason Momoa, one of the most famous Polynesians, he called a freaking hobby. I hope he comes here and pounds you out. Jim.
Wow, cause I was awesome. Down. Hey.
The gauntlet has been thrown. It'd be worth it to watch you, one, to watch you get beat up, and two, to meet Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So that's why I'm encouraging you.
Can I get an autograph?
You're encouraging it?
Please.
Sweet.
While
awesome.
You're punching
and,
him.
You know, the great...
With his blood.
The great thing about Jason Momoa is what we were talking about earlier, at least I think so, is he was one of the first most vocal and famous people on the Mauna Kea protest.
Oh, yeah,
and very early on.
He even called out The Rock.
He was very early on. Yeah, he was trying to get guys to get out here. You're Polynesian. Come on. Protect the Aina. Protect the mountain.
Protect the Aina. Let's not get political.
All right.
Anyway.
That's not political.
That's not political, my friend.
Okay, sorry.
He's just trying to protect the island that we live on that provides for
gotcha.
Us.
Gotcha. When 5%, well, I'm not even get into it. Anyway. Anyway, moving on.
The land is perpetuated by
it. Right, of course it is. Thanks.
Wow. Nice.
That's what.
Thanks.
What a good counter argument that was.
What's really sad is that.
That's
Gannon's
the way it goes
Hawaiian.
With you, doesn't it? Fantastic.
I am.
Good job. All right, well.
What's wrong with you?
Listen.
Nothing.
I worked at a store where I once rung up a Hawaiian.
It was really. How is that? How is that not worse than me burping?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to keep the
irony is living in Hawaii.
Conversation moving.
Living in Hawaii, that happens less often than you actually think. So yeah, it's weird. Like that.
I ring up Hawaiian.
I gave him
the
receipt
time.
And everything.
You do. They like receipts.
They like receipts.
Good, fantastic. Well, listen.
They like recycling too.
They do.
He just did one.
For all the
one recycles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other broad sweeping generalizations? I hear they like to drink water.
They like the beach,
breathing air.
Like water.
They do love water.
They mix with hops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the fire water.
Yeah. You know, for the islands, their favorite beer happens to be from what? Oh, yeah. Sweden or Switzerland? Heineken or wherever the frick that's from.
Germany.
Yeah, that's a Germany.
Heineken's a German beer.
Whatever howly white country that is, I don't know. Anyway.
Fresh news, Deadpool 2 may start filming.
They're not just howly.
Yeah.
Oh,
Deadpool 2.
Yes. Sweet.
Also fresh news is
so
when Hearthstone, the old gods, comes out.
Wow.
Yep. Well, you can tell that you're not a gamer.
No, I could tell that we were just talking about Deadpool. We didn't even touch that yet. God dang it.
Yeah, C's like, let me just veer way off course.
Let me just slip this right in right now. So, anyway.
That's what she asked me to do. I'm sorry.
Moving on. Filming for Deadpool 2. What does it say?
It's allegedly starting filming in October.
Allegedly.
That word comes back again.
Oh, allegedly.
I'm being ignorant.
That's interesting. So,
well, because Reynolds just finalized his contract for it.
Of course he did. Because
he also just bought a car.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. I didn't see no car.
Yeah, allegedly. No, wait a minute.
And Ben Affleck is apparently writing stuff. Allegedly.
Right. Well, here's the thing, is that you know Ryan Reynolds upped his contract, re-upped his contract, is making a lot more money this time around. And I guarantee you, even though they're saying it's going to be a lower budget superhero movie, I guarantee you they're adding another 20 to 30 million in the next
one. There's going
to
be at least 3 more X-Men.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, Cable's already supposedly in it.
Right.
There you go.
Does he count?
2 more then.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't really an X-Man.
No. X-Factor more.
Yeah, he wasn't really. But that's all right.
Oh, he was the X-Man, actually.
Well, yeah, right. He was.
That's right.
He was.
Nathan Dayson.
His title was X-Man.
Do you think they're going to share the same DNA in the Deadpool movie like they did in the comics?
They're going to swap DNA?
They're going to swap DNA?
That sounds really disgusting. What are you talking about?
Don't they share? No, but in the comic, they ended up sharing DNA.
No, Cable is Cyclops' son.
Every time you say it, it sounds disgusting.
All right, sorry.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
Swapping.
Cable is the...
I have no idea what's going on now. Allegedly.
So, go ahead, Alika. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying Cable is the son of
Jean Grey.
Yeah, and Scott Summers and Jean... Well, not Jean Grey. And after was discovered that it was her Claude Madeline prior.
Yeah.
Wow. Freaking nerd.
Prior.
What?
Anyway.
I
don't
know how I knew that.
It was a prior, right? Yeah. Madeline... Right? Prior? I thought it was... No, not Madeline Pryde. No?
Yeah.
Was it Pride?
I'm pretty sure it was.
P-R-Y-D-E.
Wow. Yeah. Well, listen, regardless, we're getting Deadpool 2.
It was Jean Grey's clone.
All right. I know is that we're getting Deadpool 2, and that's pretty cool.
We don't know anything else, allegedly.
Well, right. We don't know much of anything else. But listen, before we get out of here, a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Couple of things. Since we didn't talk about it on Akaku, we can talk about it now. The Flash was not new this week.
Oh.
There was nothing going on. No Supergirl either. Yeah, no heroes.
Still on the air?
But
I thought we were going to be dropping news of the cancellation. Yeah.
But there is something interesting that did come out. Games are starting to become more relevant now. The Xbox has released one of its biggest exclusives called Quantum Break. It's a time... I guess you could say it's a time manipulation game, kind of like Singularity from back in the day. It stars.
It looks really good.
It does look really good, and it stars Iceman.
Unfortunately, it's on the Xbox.
Stars Iceman. That's right, Sean Ashmore.
Oh
yeah,
I thought you were talking about the X-Men.
And it also stars.
Almost was interesting.
It also stars. Is it Pippin or Marion?
Yes.
Either one.
Hobbits.
Yeah, it's one of the Hobbits.
Really matter.
Yeah.
No.
It's the guy who does the show that has all the creatures in it.
So you've got a Fox X-Man and a Hobbit.
Correct, sir.
Why would I go try this
video game? Well, apparently it is a... It is a...
It can stop time.
It's not only a video game, but it's also a television series. They've done that once with Defiance on Sci-Fi, but now this time it's actually connected to the video game. Well, apparently,
allegedly,
apparently it doesn't suck because apparently this is really getting some good, good reviews for the Xbox. So this is one of the Xbox exclusives that's been waiting to come out.
The
for
show
quite some
is
time.
Xbox exclusive as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay, yes, sir. Yeah. That could be it as well.
So you have heard about the fact that Xbox is finally allowing cross-platform play as well, right?
Well, they're allowing it. It all depends.
Allegedly.
If, no, they,
well, to start.
Count anything.
Just to start, though.
No, I mean, they're opening up the way for everybody to do it. It all depends if anybody wants to do it.
Right.
They're also.
I don't want to play
up
with those dirty Xbox people.
Right? I love it that we're dirty Xbox people. That's great.
They're also opening up open development on the Xbox as well.
So, mm-hmm. That's been going on for some time for people to make apps and things like
they
that.
They do the background thing, but now it's open. It's going to be opened up to everyone to be able to do it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you can actually download the app for that.
So good job to you, Xbox, for catching up with the PS4.
Well, the PS4 technically is catching up with the Xbox because they're coming out with their 3.5 update. They're coming out with the 3.5 update tomorrow. And that has a lot of the same features as the Xbox has already had for quite some time.
Even
so,
PS4,
yeah. I've got both.
4.5, right?
Yeah, 4.5. You're right. 4.5.
I was going to say, because...
Yes, we went backwards.
No.
Down 5 points.
They removed some
points. No. 4.5 was going to be the name of the new console, but the update, isn't it 3.5?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure it's 3.5. I think it's 3.5.
You guys keep track of the updates?
Yeah, we try to.
I just noticed that when there is an update, I let it happen.
Yeah, yeah. But it's happening tomorrow. They're adding in the fact that you can now create an event. You can actually start. You can actually stream to Daily Motion now on PS4.
So basically, they're making Facebook on
A lot of the features are very social in that respect. You can actually see when your friend's coming online, and you can actually join his session now. Arriving on 9, you can actually join his session now, apparently.
That's old school. That came out when the system came out.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of stuff you could already do.
Well, the thing is that they're... Well, I don't know if
only now Greg has realized that you can do it.
No, you can watch the video. They made it a point that the very first feature they're showing is that you can now join somebody's game in session.
They might have updated those features, but they've been there since the beginning.
Look up that video. You see what I'm talking about.
I own a PlayStation.
I do too.
And I've already known they've had those features.
I know you're saying go watch the video.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah, well, listen.
Out of the box.
Okay, all I'm saying is that I don't know why
Little Big Planet is huge on that.
Yeah, I don't know why Sony's making a big deal out of that being a PS4 feature. Then I don't know what I don't know what the deal is. That's what I'm saying. I know where you're coming from. So.
I don't like that giggle. Not at all.
I didn't giggle. I didn't giggle in my mouth.
Springtime gaming is becoming a big thing right now. We've got some more games coming out next week.
Is there a seasonal gaming?
Dark Souls. Biggest game all the time.
Summertime was a huge.
Yeah,
thing.
Summertime was a big thing. Springtime is now getting some games. So it's we're getting Dark Souls 3 next week. So that's a big Dark Souls is actually pretty good. It's
more
pretty crazy.
Importantly, God of War 4 concept art got leaked.
Dark
Souls is only good if you hate your life.
Can I ask you guys, since you seem to be up on the gaming news?
Yes.
What happened to that open world Zelda we're supposed to be getting?
It turned into a Dynasty Warrior.
No, that wasn't. That was not.
There is a bit of truth to that because
no.
The fact that they have to, the fact that they
had gameplay, they showed us some of the world.
The problem
is
that they have to consistently. Nintendo consistently has to put so much effort into the systems themselves and
so
not
into the
games.
So you think
it's
going to be on the next console? Because didn't they announce the Wii U is discontinued now?
Yeah, Wii U is discontinued. The new Nintendo is titled NX. Who knows what the heck that is?
Yeah, Nintendo X.
Nintendo X.
I don't know. Probably, though.
Nintendo X.
Yeah, but Actually, I mean, when is that coming out? Because maybe that's the new Zelda.
Who the heck knows?
I love Zelda.
Nintendo, everybody...
A betting man would say by Christmas.
Everybody keeps telling Nintendo to stop making systems and just start making the games. They say,
I don't agree.
So people have... There's been a lot of...
As a person who loves some of the games, I kind of wish they would focus more on the game.
That's what a lot of the criticisms
have.
Because
now I have to wait like 3 or 4 years to get a Mario or a Zelda I want. If I don't like the last one, then I have to wait for another one. I didn't play Twilight Princess. I've been out like 2 versions of Zelda already.
Well, the fact is there's a legacy there for Nintendo, but it's they're more successful with their pocket games. As it were.
Yeah,
they
made tons of Zeldas for that.
Well, with the Nintendo DS and such. Yeah. They make money hand over fist
in
Japan over that.
And they get a lot of new Marios, too, and all these good games.
They get a ton of stuff on the DS.
I wish they would put it on, like, a cartridge console.
Super crazy. I mean, it is a huge deal in Japan, man. You know when... Like the DS has that street pass thing where you just pass somebody by on the street and they have that thing. In Japan, that's a big deal. You don't hear a lot about that here, but over in Japan, it's a huge thing, man.
You find somebody on your way.
Yeah, there's certain monsters or certain things happen in Street Fighter and things. It's very cool. I think it's
interesting. Yeah. Just taking your DS to like the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis has it. He actually used that feature to find his DS because he lost it.
Yeah.
And he asked one of his friends, when's the last time your DS high-fived my DS? Yeah. And that's how he found it.
It's interesting. For as successful as the DS is here, some of the coolest features don't seem to get used a lot here in the States.
So, I haven't bought a handheld cartridge since the Game Gear. So.
I haven't bought a handheld since, well... I haven't
touched PSP or any of that Vita or any
I
of
played the
stuff.
Vita. I was very disappointed with my Vita. Really? Very disappointed.
I haven't played a handheld
PSP
since,
was
like...
Dope.
PSP was dope.
Was way better than the Vita.
Yeah, the Vita just kind of blew chunks. The only good game on that was Golden, Persona 4 Golden. That was really good.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a great game. But anywho, gaming. Quantum Break comes out this week. Pick it up. Enjoy a good 10-hour-plus game plus a television show along with that.
10 hours!
What they said. They said it's a 10-hour game.
10-hour game.
Next week is Dark...
Like, hey, what did you do over the weekend? Oh, I spent 10 hours on a game.
That's right. And then next week, of course, like I said, Dark Souls 3, that apparently is going to be about 60 to 70 hours of your time. So
it'll be more than that. Yeah. So many people are going to be dying left and right.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. That is for darn sure. But anyway, next week, more stuff we're going to be talking about. Big shout out, of course, to Alika and this store that we're sitting in right now, Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Yeah.
If you're in the area, please come and visit. Pick up a comic or two, or pick up a graphic novel. You want to be educated about comics? This is the place you come.
Yep. Don't be ignorant.
So you want to ask Alika?
Don't be ignorant.
Check it out. Check him out. 333 Dairy Road in the heart of Kahului Town. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. And you can follow us on Facebook, or excuse me, on Instagram at the_NerdWatch.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah,
at
please.
Facebook.
Follow us on Instagram.
Just Instagram or Facebook tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a picture of us while we're doing this?
No, never have.
We should probably do that considering the fact that you keep pushing Instagram.
We can live subscribe.
Not everybody's here. Today.
That's right. Not everybody's here today.
We don't show up on film.
Hey, did you see that WWE is coming to Honolulu?
I did. Are. I was going to save that for. I was just going to. I was going to end
podcast?
That.
Yeah.
Didn't you just talk
totally
about
wrestling?
No, WrestleCat. No. What I was going to say was that I want everybody to. If you guys like the show, what I ask is of you guys is to visit.
Give us money so we can go to see wrestling shows.
Patreon.com, Patreon. You guys can become patrons of the show. It's like a drop. It's like a donation box for us guys to upgrade our equipment, to be able to make the show better. Patreon.com is where you go. Patreon.
If you haven't noticed, like we sound a lot better because we finally got money. We need to upgrade some of our
need like four more microphones.
Four more microphones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you watch the show, you know we're constantly passing around the mic.
Yeah, we are. We are. But we're getting there. We're moving forward.
And thank you all that have helped.
Yeah, no,
yeah, definitely. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Patreon.
Now we just need to replace some of the cast members. oh wait, what?
So Patreon.com is where you go, and just search out the Nerd Watch. It's that simple. You want to drop us a line. And by the way, when you donate to us, there are things that we'll give out to you, the special prizes and such, for being so
handshakes.
Kind. Of yeah, yeah, yeah. Cups of coffee, donuts, you know, stuff like that.
Hertz donuts.
Yeah, yeah. Gannon
bumped it with donuts.
Gannon has volunteered to play a special
with a
solo set for you as well because of his rock star status. So he's got that as well. So, there's a lot of fun stuff on there. So check it out, patreon.com. And last but not least, since Juan wanted to talk about it, wrestling. WWE is coming back to Hawaii after 7 years. And let me tell you why. It's not because they're coming back to Hawaii. It's because they are going to Japan and coming back to Hawaii.
Coming back from Japan.
That's correct, sir.
From Japan through Hawaii.
That's right. From Japan through Hawaii. That's how it works.
How long's their layover? Let's do a show.
They're going to do a show at the Neil Blaisdell Center happening.
Let's do a show. Tickets. Slash tax break.
Welcome to the Neil Blaisdell Center.
Tickets go on sale April 22nd. It's going to be... June 29th, I believe.
Oh, June 29th. Yeah.
Roman Reigns is going to be there. So Charlotte's going to be there.
Some sweaty guys hug each other.
hey, man.
Yeah, it's underwear hugging.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you really wanted to, you could have came down to the.
And the winner gets a belt.
Wow.
Allegedly.
I think that's the name of the podcast now. I think
the winner gets a belt.
No. I think the name is official.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, I think it's underwear hugging.
The underwear hugging.
Yeah, underwear hugging. I think is it. That could be it.
The winner gets
come
a belt.
On down.
Anyway, guys, have a lovely week. We'll see you guys. We'll be
it's
back.
It's not real.
Allegedly.
Well, that underwear hug gets fake.
It's real, me, damn it.
We'll be back for another raucous episode of the Nerd Watch. So. For Gannon, the horror aficionado, for the one and only Format, our gaming guru, for
like
the one and only nerd-tastic comic
fishing
book artist, Alika,
like fishing for Italians.
Of course, the old sage, Hennessy, and of course, Big C, as well.
Allegedly.
Why gotta be stupid, man?
That's right. Don't be stupid, bro. And then, of course, Swan for taping the show and then contributing to...
editing out all the swears so that the FCC
and making sure that none of it
doesn't come down and bum rush us.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And then, of course, our tattoo artist who happened to be here drawing all night.
Yeah.
She was here as well.
She says she plans to stay as long
her name's
as
Jeanette.
She can annoy us.
We're all getting Nerd Watch tattoos.
She's getting one, too.
Can you make Todd's a target around his butthole?
By the way... Todd, we certainly miss you, sir, and we'll see you back here next week, hopefully.
Sure.
The show is so much better with Todd.
We allegedly miss you,
Todd. You know, I'm going to tell you, it's a lot easier to make fun of him when he's not here.
I just want to do a good job.
Yeah. That whole looking him in the eye thing.
Yeah. And, of course, what's nice is that we don't have to listen to a 4-page diatribe about that has nothing to do with Batman versus Superman.
You, he gave me the paperwork on his BVS write-up.
Right.
And the second page in, about halfway down the page, it says, I like BVS. It was good.
And is that the only thing about the movie?
Down that he liked
only,
the movie.
You know, if I hadn't interrupted him, he would have got there eventually.
Eventually, yes.
I just had to know what he thought about the movie.
Wow.
He was going down, like, note for note. That is and, like, insane. You had stopped him at about 75% down the first page.
You didn't even finish page one?
No.
By the way, did you hear that episode?
That was crazy.
Did you hear that episode, by the way? Everybody hear it from last week? It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was great. Oh. It was freaking great. Anyway.
That's awesome. I wish I listened to our show.
Jeanette's upset that we're ending the show earlier.
Really?
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Do you have nowhere to go?
Allegedly.
There's a bar next
God
door.
Friend in me.
You're more than welcome to stick around and talk to us. It's not a problem at all.
Oh, wow.
Now that you're my friend, you want to die? Well, that's horrible.
Well, listen, we got to say goodbye to these guys. I'm sure they hate listening to us by this point because we're not even talking to them anymore. But so next week, guys, we love you very much. We appreciate you guys' support. We'll see you guys, of course, coming in May. So for Captain America Civil War. So until next week, same nerd time, same nerd channel in the same nerdy comic book store.
Allegedly.
Peace out.
Things in the future can't be alleged.
Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. That's right, Gannon. Don't worry. You're gonna get to drinking here very soon. All right.
I love the look on his face.
I know, right?
He's all excited.
That's right. He's getting all excited. And until next week, of course, we say to you in the spirit of Hawaii, aloha.
Yeah,
I'm stupid, man.
You stupid.